With the Congressional Budget Supercommittee looking at the seventh round of cuts in 6 years for Medicare funding of imaging scans, American College of Radiology Chairman Dr. John Patty says that more cuts would be devastating for patients.
Congress has slashed medical imaging over $5 billion since 2006. If more cuts are made, more radiology centers will close. Imaging will contract to the large hospital setting, forcing seniors to commute further and wait longer to get care. Since imaging costs Medicare and patients more in hospitals, and lack of access will result in more illnesses undetected until advanced stage, these cuts will ultimately raise Medicare costs.
Dr. Bibb Allen, who chairs the college's Commission on Economics, adds that voters strongly disapprove of the proposed cuts.
According to our nationally representative poll of registered voters, over 80% believe that diagnostic imaging is absolutely essential to the proper diagnosis and treatment of medical conditions and diseases, while about 90% believe that cuts to imaging services would impact early detection.
For more information, visit radiologysaveslives.org.